Today, we're starting a joint series with our friends at New America Media to hear what various Bay Area ethnic communities care about this election year and where they stand on local issues. Every Tuesday till Election Day, we'll be speaking with representatives from local ethnic media to hear about what's important to their audiences.
For a Chinese American to be mayor of San Francisco, you can't just be a mayor of Asians. You have to actually show that you can be a leader of Latinos, of gay and lesbian groups, of African-American groups, of technology interests, of all the different varieties that make San Francisco rich in diversity.
That's Ed Lee, who's the first Chinese-American mayor of San Francisco. The largest ethnic community in San Francisco is the Asian-American community, which accounts for a third of the city's population. San Francisco is also home to the largest Chinatown in the United States and is a historic entry point for the community. With an Asian mayor and four Asian supervisors, many see this as the apex for Asian-Americans in San Francisco. But what concerns this community the most? In 2012. I spoke with Kwok Shu Leong, executive producer at KTSF TV 26, and asked him about the biggest issues for local Chinese American voters this year.
Jobs, unemployment, economy in general, these are the most priority issues to a lot of Asians. And when we look at our reports, constantly what we are trying to report in the community and what resonates among them. So basically, these are the things. I would only add perhaps education, but, having a job, trying to do your own small business, these are the things that really concerns people. And obviously, sometimes immigration, the high-tech visas, because a lot of students from China or from Hong Kong or Taiwan, they came here to study, and they have their STEM, so-called the STEM degrees. So they want to, whether they have the chance to pursue their life here in the United States. So I would say these are the issues.
So it's issues of immigrants and issues of children of immigrants.
Yes.
As well in terms of the education issue. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. What kind of issues are they talking about, especially in terms of City College, which is a focal point this mm-hmm. election year, very important for the Asian community and for immigrant students.
Right.
At what are they saying?
Well, right now, we're already past the stage of whether to have a Chinatown campus or not, because this is a done deal. The building is open. But going back a little bit, this has been such a big issue for so many years. In the past several years, because there have been a lot of progress on this issue, so it has been very hot in the community. This is the Chinatown campus for City College is almost like an issue that cut across progressive associations, labor groups, merchant groups, and then, civil rights groups. Almost all people in the Chinese community, they see this as really a milestone, whether we can have this or not, because it will make a big difference. Why am I saying this? Because primarily the Chinatown campus right now is offering almost like 7,500 students, and a majority of them will be Chinese, and a lot of them will be taking ESL classes, learning language, and then the citizenship classes, trying to become a citizen. These are very important because you have the language skills, you can have a better job, and then if you have a citizenship class, which means you will have political power. The ability to vote. So these are that will concern the future of our community as a whole.
Right. And so that leads us to Prop A,
right,
which is concerned with the funding of City College. What are you hearing in the Chinese community in terms of that proposition?
Well, in terms of the groups, the organized groups, as I said before, this is an issue that cuts across all groups, and they're all very supportive. And so they are coming out and say to the Chinese voters, hey, this is important. You have to pass this. But then at the same time, you are a voter, but at the same time, you may be a homeowner. So people were concerned about, okay, why am I, you know, paying $79 for the next 8 years, you know, to help this organization, which basically right now is at the brink of insolvency. And there are a lot of reports about, you know, the financial issues,
mismanagement. So are they conflicted there? Is there a conflict?
There is a conflict there, you know. I'm a homeowner. I understand that, you know, immigrants, this provides a great service. And even though Prop 8 provides, you know, some sort of citizenship overseas, but the issue is here. I can oversee the $79, you know, for the next 8 years that I'm going to pay. I have, you know, some control at least from the public how that money is going to be spent. But what about the bigger, you know, part? What brings, you know, the City College into the situation where they are right now? For me personally, I think it's a little bit hard to pass because it requires 2/3, right? It's a little bit hard to pass, even though, you know, the community, there has been a lot of support in terms of fundraising and political support in terms of the groups.
But the 2/3 majority is often hard to pass.
Yeah,
to
and then as a homeowner, you just kind of, you know.
So they're conflicted. That's yes. Very interesting. And if we can also talk a little bit about, in general, is the Chinese American community Democratic or Republican?
Well, according to the survey, it's very interesting. According to the survey, and sometimes, you know, that's why surveys are good. We are in San Francisco. We thought that, you know, Democrats are more friendly than Republicans to immigrants. But, you know, if you look at the survey, which is called the National Asian American Survey, it's actually find out that 60% are actually nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan.
For those who identify themselves with, you know, some political affiliation, then a lot of them close to 30%. They identify themselves as Democrats. But then, if you look at the most undecided, they actually are undecided.
So that means they vote according to the issues.
Issues, yes. They look at the issues. I would say a lot of them are like socially a little bit, you know, moderate, you know, in terms of social issues. In terms of fiscal issues, a lot more, you know, conservative, because Chinese, they don't believe in spending the money that you don't have. But socially moderate, I would say they are kind of, you know, the middle ground voters. They look at, you know, your performance, whether you did a good job or not.
Well, it's a very good time for Chinese Americans and Asian Americans. The mayor, Ed Lee, mm-hmm. 4 Asian American supervisors on the Board of Supervisors, including the president. So it seems like it's a good time of pride for
yes.
the community.
Yes.
So what are you hearing in terms of that, in terms of, you know, we've been here for a long time as immigrants and now we're like almost running the city.
Well,
and Norman Yee's running in District
right.
7 now. So what are you hearing in terms of
well,
that?
Well, I think there's a lot of civic pride. We do not just produce lawyers and doctors, or, you know, academics. We can provide civic leaders. And we can provide, you know, politicians. So this is the first reaction when we have the, you know, Ed Lee swearing in. But I think that the next, we really have to ask ourselves the next questions, you know. So what, right? You have the ability to turn out to produce an Asian or Chinese politician. And what next?
What are you going to do?
Yeah. So the next obvious question is, are you going to be a good leader? Are you going to represent the city in a good way? So these are the most important questions. So once we ask that questions, then we look beyond really the face or just the ethnic, you know, voting, you know, the politics. You look at the city as a whole, and then you look at your ethnic candidate, whether you can be a good candidate. When we look at Ed Lee, our community, I think in general, again, from the business sectors, and then from the progressive. I think pretty much we are thinking that, you know, Eddie is doing a good job. And for the rest of the supervisors, because as a supervisor, as you look at your community, your neighborhood issues, I try to recall, you know, some of the things that those Asian supervisors, I think in general, they're quite responsive to neighborhood needs. So like David Chu responding to, you know, all these nightclub fightings. In Sunset, Carmen Chu responds to the needs for the business corridors, and also some crime issues. In general, people are very responsive to that. I think as a supervisor, board of supervisors as a whole, in working relationship with the mayor, what we wanted to see more is really the economic side, because people are concerned about, I have my small business, you know, in Sunset, in Geary, or whatever, whether I can, you know, make a business out of it. I think that's, as a small business, I'm not talking about Twitter. I'm talking about small business. We wanted to see more, you know, being done to help them. Why do we want to have ethnic, you know, candidates of your similar ethnic background? I think it's because of the cultural sensitivity, which is sometimes, you know, you're not talking about issues anymore. Cultural sensitivities. That's, I think, is very important for immigrant communities. You don't just try to push something out because this is right. In the course of doing that, you know, the cultural sensitivities, that's just so important. I would say, you know, give you one example, is the shark fin ban. Everybody knows that, you know, this is not right just to, you know, keep eating and killing all these, you know, endangered species.
But it's a cherished delicacy, and
yeah,
you need to be sensitive.
How do you sell that, you know, to different communities? I think that's makes a difference. So I would hope that, you know, in general, the city politics are a lot of different policies. If you take into account the cultural sensitivities of different, you know, communities, I think it will, you know, help a lot.